people, which when Jermaine Grill said the word fucking, you know, some speech he was making in Australia, that the Sydney newspaper reported that she had used a four-letter euphemism for intercourse.
Okay, let me see. What about a female sheep? What's that called?
An ewe.
Okay. And what is it the sheep have on their backs that they're kept for?
Wool.
Wool, okay. A male hog.
A male hog?
Yeah.
Let's see, it'd be a boar.
Okay. And probably no doubt, no euphemisms there in, that you know of.
I don't know of any that all. I'm not sure, but I think that, no, I'm not sure up really on my hard terminology, but I think that, I was thinking of a barrel for a second, but I think that's a castrated hog. I'm not certain about that.
Yeah, right. That was my next question, as a matter of fact. let me see. Yeah. A little one, a little hog, when it's first born, what's that called?
I can think of so many things around that. I think that, I would say Piglet from A.A. Milne, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think of, I know right after it's been weaned, it's a weanling.
Okay.
And I think a virgin sow is a gilt. I was going to say a gilt is a, you know, a newly farrowed pig, but I think it's just a female of the species. You know, gilt, you know, like virginity and all that.
Okay.
G-I-L. Not G U I.
What is it called when it's a little older than that? When it's no longer when it's not a weanling anymore, but just a little bit older, but still a little pig.
Mm-hmm. I probably know. It's one of those things that's hard to, you know.
Yeah. Okay. What about shoat?
I have heard that. Uh huh.
Do you know about when that's used? What age? Range.
I'm not sure. Really, I'm kind of untrustworthy for hog terminology because most of it I have acquired fairly recently, so it's in the interest of getting back to the farm and, you know,
right.
All
right.
That, you know. And okay. Most of these things, the books I've been reading on it have been written in other sections of the country other than this one. One of them even written in England.
Huh.
So I'm kind of untrustworthy for this kind of information.
Okay. Well, what is it that hogs have on their backs?
Bristles.
Bristles, okay. And then they have these big teeth.
Tusks.
Okay.
When they're young, they're called the needle teeth.
Needle teeth. Mm-hmm. But then when they get older?
Tuskers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tuskers.
Yeah, that's what you call the boars themselves, tuskers.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
Or razorbacks, of course, but when you're frying food.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see, the thing you put the food in for them. Throw the food in a what?
Trough.
Okay. And if you have three or four of those, you call them plural is?
I think probably troughs, but then I know I've heard troughs, and I would probably sometimes use it myself by analogy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see, if you have a pig in...